cream, mm-hmm. and then I'll just pour the chocolate on top.
Yeah. I mean, I like them, but I get why some people are like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, they're kind of gooey.
That's good to me.
Well, however, if it passes the Megan test, that must be okay. But you could probably sell it in, you know, places where people don't know good food.
Well, actually, it's kind of delicious. That was bitchy.
Yeah, it's okay.
You have something in your hair.
Oh, yeah. Like, things were falling on me while I was walking.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I thought maybe you had had a roll in the hay.
Because it kind of looks like that.
Hay was falling on me as I was walking.
Yeah, like, hay is falling. So, anyway, we've been recording.
Oh, we're live?
Oh, we are
thank
live.
God.
Since when?
Tony.
Did you get my good joke? You didn't get my jokes.
About what?
I had some good-ass jokes already today. One about AP flour.
AP flour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What is AP flour?
Oh, yeah. No.
It's flour that's
cake flour. Cake flour is different than AP flour. And you said...
Oh, yeah. I'm like, what? Is it so smart it's going to skip its first year of college or something?
Flour doesn't go to college.
Listen. Flour might go to college or flour might decide to strip. It's up to her.
I know. don't flour shame.
I already forgot my other joke, but it was also
that's okay.
Good.
So did we.
No, it was, I thought it was even better. I high-fived myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, since we've been sitting. I'll
yeah,
try
well,
to remember
it's got
it.
The Megan seal of nerd approval.
I'm going to really try to remember it. Anyway.
So is that better than fist bumping yourself? A high five of yourself?
Yeah, because it's loud. Like when you fist, but you don't hear that. So it's like other
that's
people
just like,
can't know.
Yeah, got
isn't,
you.
Isn't high-fiving yourself just really applauding once?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is one way to look at it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Give it to me up top.
I'm going to try to remember what it was, as I said, because it was pretty good.
Thank God, because, you know, there are...
I'm a gay man, I can't even high-five myself.
Oh. I don't have a joke for that. It's just true.
Yeah, I'm kind of wanting another cake pop.
Did you have any more cake pops?
No.
Yeah, Mike was a little worried that his cake pops weren't that good, but then John and I both tried it, and we're like, yeah, no, that's exactly what a cake pop is. Yeah.
Well, I had never had one.
Oh, you hadn't? Yeah, I had one at Starbucks before.
I had never made one. I'd never eaten one. I'm like, oh, well, I have all this at the top of the cake, so I'll just
It's a new food innovation. Put it on a stick.
Put it on a stick.
Well, food on a stick is generally good.
Yeah, meat. Good.
Yeah.
Cheese
corn
on
dogs.
A stick.
Good. Cheese on a stick.
Cheese
what the hell
on
is
a
that?
Stick.
A toothpick is a stick.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And now I kind of want
pineapple
cheese
slice.
On a stick. It's my cheese on a stick.
Corn dog, baby.
Cedar plank salmon.
On a stick.
I don't know whether you count a plank as a stick.
Wood.
Is that what you're
is,
oh,
is
I see.
Is that just what wood is a stick is? Just wood? Because shish kebab.
Meat on a stick.
Meat on a stick.
Yeah.
But that's not wood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's metal. Mm.
Chicken satay.
Yum. Mm. That's
meat
on a wooden stick.
That's
meat on wood.
Yeah.
Well, big toothpick, it's the same as shish kebab.
Well...
Shish kebab, when you cook it, it has to be on a metal stick or a burn.
Or do you just soak the wood?
Sometimes
they
you soak the wood
and you
10,
soak the wood in
minutes.
Apple juice.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I never heard that before.
Yeah.
Well, really? We came to something that you didn't know about?
Oh, when I made those dates with the bacon.
My
that's
God,
what they
we're
going to
write this day down. Megan learned something new for the first time in her life.
For the first time in my life today, right. I learned that the cake flour exists and it's different than AP flour.
Uh-huh.
I learned
a couple
things
bread
today.
Flour.
I knew there was bread flour.
Okay.
Come on,
let's
Jesus.
Get to the Tony's kids. Today
right.
Is
wait
Tony's.
A second. Now, what kind of earbuds are these, Megan?
I don't actually know. It was they were a recommended brand on Wirecutter because I got fucking tired of paying for Apple earbuds because they're just. Unreasonably expensive, and they're not any better than those.
I'm waiting for Prime Day to buy wire because I've never had wireless
earbuds. Oh, yeah.
I
oh,
know.
That's going to be fun for you.
Won't it be?
Yeah. Congratulations. You've turned 30.
Yeah, I don't oftentimes listen to them though.
Because you're usually reading.
I'm usually reading.
So why are you buying them?
Because when I do listen, I feel like an old man with the string.
With the
string.
With the wires. Oh, look, that old guy with his wires.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wires are kind of last century.
Yeah, they are. It's true.
It's like having a landline.
Right. Mm-hmm. Another wired object. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Tony's.
Tony's, they're tonight. It's Sunday.
Tony Awards.
June 11th.
You know, I just thought of something.
What?
Because, you know, they're taking place at the theater up in Washington Heights, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
And you know, when I was at the gym, I wasn't listening to it. I was just reading the subtitles, but it was some like CBS, like Tony's, you know, advertisement, long advertisement, like little interviews.
Could
and everything.
Could be CBS of Sunday morning.
It wasn't CBS Sunday morning because I went to the gym a little bit later than CBS Sunday morning today. Mm-hmm. But you know, they were all like very proud and very excited about the Tonys going to Washington Heights to this theater and everything. And then I saw Instagram, and I was reminded also because yesterday I was around Central Park for a large portion of the day, and all of the gates were out for the Puerto Rican Day Parade, which was today. And I was like, oh yeah, okay, that's why it's uptown. Like, it's not, I mean, I'm sure that it
there
is
are no
some
Puerto Ricans that live in Washington Heights.
But the parade is downtown, and like, so Radio City's like gonna be, it'll be all like paraded out. So it was like, but then I remembered things can have multiple reasons.
Right.
Something else I would.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's a good lesson. It's
nice
a good
you
lesson.
You didn't go for the racist reason.
It wasn't racist.
No.
What's wrong with Puerto Rican for race?
Nothing. I'm just saying that there's
it could
that,
be a bit
that
much.
There would be it's the you know the parade the
I
after
get it.
Parade the gates the police and everything like it would be very hard to then like switch to the Tonys at Radio City.
Yeah. Words of Puerto Ricans.
No, I'm talking
coming
about
from the
barrier.
I know, coming from, I know, all those people coming from the park down 6th Avenue, right past Radio City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow. So, are we excited? I actually have to say, I'm excited that there are no writers.
Yeah.
Because I have to say, I feel like all the scripted bits always fall hollow and stupid.
Yeah, it might be really good.
Yeah, so I kind of feel like that'll be
usually
better.
Banter at award shows sucks.
And Ariana DeBose seems very capable of dealing with this.
I think I think it'd be fun because it could be a complete shit show.
Yeah, I know.
But in a fun way.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. No,
if nobody cares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but maybe this will set a bad precedent. President, and just like Jukebox Musical, we won't hire writers anymore.
Then we will because...
Wait, what do you mean about that for Jukebox Musicals?
Well, if you have a Jukebox Musical...
Oh, because it's all
you
written?
You don't hire a...
I see. A team
a
to...
A lyricist or a composer.
Oh,
like 5 years ago, it was a trend to not have a host for... And they
for
stopped.
Shows.
They've stopped that.
Yeah.
And that worked for like... That worked twice.
For COVID.
You know, and then it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
And then they've had duo hosts, and one time there were four hosts to something.
Yeah, the Oscars had three, I remember.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, actually, I liked it.
I think
it
they
all
might
it.
Have had four, and one of them was Heidi Klum.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
The Oscars back in the 80s had four.
Oh, really?
Like Goldie Hawn and Michael Douglas and two other people. You know, and it's like, yeah, whatever.
Huh. Fascinating.
Yeah. So, starts at 8 o'clock on CBS, but 6:30 on
something's
Quibi.
Oh, Quibi?
No, Pluto.
Pluto?
Quibi
Pluto.
Doesn't exist anymore.
Jesus.
So.
Isn't there something on Peacock? Or no, that's NBC. Paramount or something?
We're going to watch it on Paramount.
We're going to watch it on Paramount.
Oh,
this
okay.
is no commercial.
Did you cut the cable already?
No.
Oh.
No, we need to.
But what was I going to say? Oh, it's 7 o'clock. That's when the technical awards are given out.
Oh,
so we should start watching.
So I guess 6:30 is the pre-show.
Uh huh.
And then 7 o'clock
is the techies.
Technical, and that's being hosted by Julianne Hough.
The techie Tonys. Uh-huh.
Who normally I'd be like, ugh, Julianne Hough.
But then
I
we saw POTUS.
Saw her in POTUS and fucking loved her.
Oh, yeah. She's amazing.
Yeah.
I've always liked her, even when she was just dancing.
Don't know that.
Yeah.
All I know is she's.
She was really funny in
when she comes back after blowing the wrong people. The character, not her. That was funny.
Okay. Yeah, she might be the first truly funny Mormon.
She's a Mormon?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I can think of any
Joseph
other funny Mormons.
Joseph Smith could cut a rug.
Probably some pretty funny looking Mormons.
They all look the same.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of inbred motherfuckers. Sorry, Mormons, but it's true.
Yeah, maybe she is the first and only. Cool.
It's a great tradition of Mormon comedy. Kind of like the Jewish comics, right?
I don't know. You going to expound any?
You're not aware that...
Take my wives, please.
Yeah, no, there's a great tradition of comedy
the
Jewish
right.
culture.
Yeah, no, I did know that.
It's like gay people. Skills. Gay people are so funny.
It's true.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so...
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to the Tony Awards.
Anything else we're looking forward to in our lives?
Well, we're leaving in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we're moving.
I hope you're taking this microphone with you.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to walk.
Yeah, we'll be potting from Manhattan.
Potting from HK.
HK, Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Or we could just stop.
Silly Mike.
Mike.
So silly.
Mike.
All these suggestions that you just know are like just not going to happen.
I think it's you know, let the two people that are now listening, our audience of two, let's give them a break. Let's give them time to
rethink
their choices.
I don't think we're there yet.
Yeah, no, they don't need to rethink their choices.
I think they do.
No, actually, I would like them to start a letter writing campaign to influence their friends to start listening to us. So we could get enough listeners to have ads again.
Listen, like, I'll even front the postage, okay? You want to send a couple postcards? I'll buy some postcard stamps. I'll do it. You just let me know how many you need.
Yeah, no, because, yeah, I want to get some of that sweet ad revenue
that
back.
That sweet ad revenue.
Yeah,
I just want to record another ad.
Yeah, what are those greens that they are always selling?
Oh, yeah, Athletic Greens.
Athletic Greens.
Yeah, AG1 or something like that. Yeah, and it's like, just eat good food.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I have to say, I did contemplate it for a minute, and then I was like, why in the world? It's very expensive. No, I probably should take.
I don't either. Mike does.
Yeah. Do you?
But I don't.
Yeah.
I did for a while. They always kind of upset my stomach.
Oh, even if you took them with food?
Well, then I took them with food, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to take something that.
Because you're supposed to.
Could upset your stomach.
Because otherwise it upsets your stomach. It's what it says right on the bottle. Although I have a stomach of iron.
So, yeah, I usually do too.
I take mine.
Yeah, no matter what, any time of day.
And, well, I take some in the morning, some at night.
Just a little heal away.
Vitamins.
Well, the multivitamin is in the morning.
And what are you? What are your night vitamins?
Omega and D.
Vitamin D and
fish oil.
Fish oil.
Lots of people take fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That seems to be a good one. Vitamin D. It's the summer. Just go sit in the sun.
Yes. Well, that also is how you get melanoma, asshole.
Yeah, melanoma.
I know. Sorry.
And
they discovered during COVID that people took vitamin D had a less likely...
depressive states?
A less likely chance of catching COVID.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, and you're the only one amongst us who hasn't had it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not saying it's because of vitamin D.
But
not saying that.
And yet you're the one that tested positive before any of us.
Yes.
Weird world.
Well, that was just obviously New York City trying to fuck up your
weird.
Christmas.
I know.
And as Ellen DeGeneres says, if someone calls you weird, say thank you.
Thank you for it. Yeah. And that was that was before the pod. And I was thinking to myself, Ellen's not weird, but you said she used to be. How did she used to be
weird? She used to be really weird.
Yeah. Well, number one, she was a lesbian playing
a
straight girl who wanted
weird.
To...
Like,
it was in 1997. It wasn't that it was weird.
Right.
It was...
Her first comic bit that she got onto Carson was about a housefly.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, and also then it was the conversation with God.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, never mind.
Should,
I take it back. She might be kind
of...
Yeah, you should go listen to her early
really
stuff.
Good.
I remember that conversation with God one where Johnny Carson...
told her to come over to the couch.
Oh, and that was not often,
the conversation with God. Because she wants to talk about why does this fly get to live?
Oh, yeah.
And her friend didn't.
Yeah, I just remember she was like, hey, God, yeah, this is Ellen. Degenerous. I thought you would know that. And I think this, yeah. I remember
okay.
that part.
All right, okay.
And then her whole show, her show, Ellen, the sitcom,
yeah.
was all about her being weird.
Yeah.
It was only after she came out of the closet
that she got,
that a lot of people were like, no, you have
to do this.
She got
sort of like Disneyfied. Yeah.
No, she didn't get Disneyfied until the talk show.
Oh.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. Oh, right, because she had a long period of
like
being ousted.
Only 4 years.
Oh, only 4 years.
It wasn't
okay.
long that
yeah.
long.
Okay.
She always.
But I don't know that she got Disneyfied on that talk show.
Well, no, I think she made, you know, eating pussy popular.
Okay. but the whole premise of that talk show was just like, I mean, there was funny things about it, but it was just like being nice. Like it was.
But that was
what's wrong with that?
No, nothing.
I
but
mean,
that's
I
like,
know it's
but
not
remember,
like most
when
lesbians,
she started, she came on with Maury and Jerry Springer,
yeah,
and you know, and that's what she was like. No, we're just gonna be nice.
Yeah, well, that is
which
decidedly
was weird,
Disneyfied,
which
though.
Was,
from
well, you know, I don't know if you remember, but you know, when Rosie O'Donnell started her talk
loved
show,
loved that talk
it
show.
It was also she was deemed the queen of nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, such a good talk show.
Yeah, I remember. I remember Ellen being on that
on Rosie
right before she came out, and she's like,
oh.
Yes, I have an option. And then they had this whole thing about being Lebanese. I'm Lebanese too. Anyway, it was really funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great times. Great times.
Yeah. that could be a segue to movie school. I'm not sure if
okay,
we're going to go there
let's,
yet.
Let's do it. Let's do this
we
shit.
Can, yeah, we can do movie school. So,
oh my God.
Okay, movie
what's
school.
Your oh my god?
Movie school with Sue Hart.
I'm
2005
what was it
film Time and Tide.
Yeah. Okay. And wait. And how did you talk about it last pod? You were like, because you were like, it's you were like, it's
by
it's
the same
not...
people who did Crouching Tiger.
No, it's not
no, no,
by
no,
the
no.
same people
uh-uh.
who did Crouching
oh, okay.
Tiger at all.
Oh. Okay.
It's just it's by Sue Hart, who is one of the legends of Hong Kong cinema.
Yeah.
And this was like, you know. Late 90s, early 2000s, when Hong Kong cinema was really blossoming and stuff like that. And that's, it's and you know, you look at it now and you're like, yeah, whatever, because you've seen it 8 million times because everybody copied it.
I haven't seen Trainspotting. I was like, is this basically Trainspotting?
Trainspotting is about
totally
drug addicts.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I didn't know. It was a question.
Yeah.
It was just a question.
No, Trainspotting is.
Okay, so tell us what you thought about
it. Yeah, I'm afraid I don't really have that many thoughts about it. I did let it play out the entire duration of the film, but I actually was very curious, John, when you stopped watching.
Well,
I
fell asleep.
I had a bet with myself.
You
okay.
fell asleep.
And I gotta say, I lost interest when a second woman was pregnant at the same time. You know, I was like, why do we have to have two couples with pregnant women, and they look, I know they're slightly different, but I'm
hey,
like,
let's hold off on the racism here, guys.
Well, but I'm just like, who needs even that as a plot device? You know, I hated this movie.
Yeah,
if this is Hong Kong cinema, I never need to see it again.
Well, I don't feel that way because
my problem is, why did we care about any of this shit?
Yeah,
I didn't
feel
like
the
any
same
of
way.
The people,
yeah,
even those girls were kind of awful.
The only one I cared about was that woman who puked at the airline counter, and then she was gone. It was only for like
that
3 minutes.
Her car ride was pretty fun.
Hysterical.
Yeah,
there were some funny parts. Yeah.
Okay, why did that girl hate her father? And
I don't know. It was very hard for me to follow, but I really wasn't
was
paying it that much attention.
Yeah, but. Yeah,
we got. I mean, we got that about her father being a dick. Who's you know? She introduced him to her husband, and he just starts you know knocking her husband.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what he does. I mean, I think we get the point right there that oh, he's a dick, and so that's what she's getting away from him.
Yeah, well,
she's making bad choices because she's going with a Yakuza.
And I think what I get from those two together is that Asian in-laws are terrible.
In the Mood for Love, is that Hong Kong?
Yeah, but it's not.
I mean, I know it's a different genre.
Chop Shocky, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I liked. I really enjoyed that movie. I really like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
And there was too much gung.
Hong Kong action movie.
Yeah. I did appreciate a lot of the camera work. I did.
Yeah, remember, none of that's CG.
Right.
All of that stuff on the side of the building with them running up and down, they're doing that.
So when I would look up at the TV, I'd be like, oh, that's some cool camera work.
I tried.
Yes,
Did you just see a bunch of Asian faces and say, I don't want to do this?
Of course not. Of course not. It just, I mean, I don't think it'll come as a surprise to either of you or the two people that listen to this that, like, bro heavy fighting shit is not my jam.
Yeah.
Like,
I gotta say, it's not my jam either. I don't need to see that. I'm like,
yeah.
And I'm not sure what it adds to the culture.
Well, that I can't say. I'm actually sure that it does. But since I'm not from Hong Kong, I don't really know. But yeah. So,
we've had two Hong Kong movies. What was that other one that we hated?
Well, that was Japanese.
That was Japanese. This was Chinese.
Well, we had In the Mood for Love in part one.
Right.
I really liked it.
Which one was that?
I bet you did too. That was the one with the ramen shop, right?
No, that's Tampopo.
Oh, that's Tampopo.
In the Mood for Love was about the two people who are married. It's this beautiful, gorgeously shot movie.
And one of them having an affair.
Yeah.
That, yes. Where's Tampopo from?
Japan.
Oh, okay.
Ramen.
Okay. I did really like that movie too.
Tampopo is hysterical.
Yeah.
It's a ramen western.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Is there
anything you wanted to add?
Yeah, did you like it as much as you did when you first saw it?
When I first saw it, I was 23 years younger,
uh-huh,
and 23 years more stoned.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I think Mike was stoned.
Oh, I was definitely stoned. I was stoned from like 1990 to 2004.
Yeah.
So actually, maybe even before that. But plus if you've seen it all before and it's been done better and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But at the time it was like Hallmark movie for this type of film.
Yeah, yeah. So. I feel like I could get that.
And Sue Hark, who, you know, he's the director. He did stuff like Better Tomorrow and Do It Man, but he did all these other big, huge,
mm-hmm,
Hong Kong film.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay. Well, should we pick our next?
Yeah.
Somebody sing the theme song.
I don't remember how it goes. You invented it.
Yeah,
you're the only one that knows.
I think we invented a theme song for Megan's Movie School.
I think that's distinctly different from last week. Yes.
Because I don't really fucking care.
It's John's turn.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to start
throwing it back in.
It's got a lot of writing on it.
Oh!
Marathon Man.
Oh!
After the shocking murder of his older brother, a New York history student finds himself inexplicably hounded by shadowy government agents on the trail of a Nazi war criminal who is trying to retrieve smuggled diamonds. Written by William Goldman, Dustin Hoffman, Laurence Olivier, Roy Schneider, William Devane, Martha Keller, Fritz Weaver. It says Paramount/Amazon.
Cool.
So it's from 1976. We had another movie from 76. When was The Omen?
75 or 76.
I think 76, yeah.
We also did Rocky, which was 76 or 77. Yeah.
Did Goldman write
Princess Bride?
Princess Bride, yeah.
We also wrote Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
The movie or the novel or both? Or is there a novel?
Okay. The movie. Uh-huh. He wrote All the President's Men.
Oh, wow.
He did. Well, he wrote a book called Adventures in the Screen Trade, which was the number one screenwriting book for decades.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've seen this movie, but it's been 20 years.
Yeah, the thing about this movie is to read the backstory on it, in because, you know, Dustin Hoffman is Wicked Method.
Uh-huh.
And
Laurence Olivier is not.
Oh, so this is very Succession, Jeremy Strong
kind of,
versus Brian Cox.
Kind of. And
Young and old, too. Oh, yeah, interesting.
The big story was, like, you know, Dustin Hoffman, you know, like, stayed out all night and was jogging and, you know, all night long to do this. And you get to arrive on set. And he says, well, how do you do it, Sir Lawrence? And he says, well, I just personally like to act.
That's very funny.
Did not get along.
When was The Graduate?
68.
Okay. And when was Kramer versus Kramer?
I think a year or so after this.
Okay. All right. Just trying to place Dustin.
Yeah, at least 1 or 2 years.
And when was...
Kramer might have been 80.
No,
was
Kramer,
it
no, Kramer was, Kramer was, I think, 78.
It was the
78.
70s. Yeah.
So after that, he'd had stuff like Little Big Man. He did Lenny in 1974.
And when Rain Man was after?
Rain Man was in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what other movies. But he probably had 2 or 3 Oscar nominations by this time. And at this point, he was like...
Yeah.
The young it one.
Him.
De Niro.
De Niro, yeah. Because De Niro just won the Oscar a couple years earlier for Godfather 2.
Uh-huh.
Pacino. It was those three for the 70s.
Sometimes I don't think of Hoffman with De Niro and Pacino, but yeah.
Yeah.
I guess because this sounds kind of mobby, but it's not really mob.
No, it's not mobby at all.
Yeah, but it, okay.
Kind of goes with another movie that I
Boys from
of.
Brazil.
Boys from Brazil is a movie I love.
Yeah.
It has all the Nazis were coming back in the 70s.
Mm.
Well, not Nazis themselves,
but yeah.
Stories.
Nazis,
yeah.
Movies,
yeah.
You know,
escaped Nazis. Yeah.
Oh, and if you have to go to the dentist, do it before you see this movie.
Oh my God. Ooh, foreshadowing. Okay.
All right.
I guess there might be some pliers.
Let's take a little break, and it's Marathon Man for next week. And we are back.
Oh, I thought we were done.
Okay, so movie school check. What have we been watching? Did you go to any theater this week, Mike?
Oh, it was disappointing fucking theater this week.
Uh-oh. Oh, it started with Monsoon Wedding.
We saw Monsoon Wedding.
Yeah.
For which there was nothing good about it.
Yeah, what did you think, Megan?
Well, I hadn't been to St. Anne's in a really long time. That was fun.
It's always nice to go to St.
Yeah,
Anne's.
It's always nice to go to St. Anne's. Also, where our seats were, we had like a really nice view of the TV screen that showed the conductor, so that was fun to watch sometimes. And then also, we got to see the stage manager up in the rafters. Mm-hmm. So there was lots going on, including the show. The one scene that I really did like and actually has stuck with me is they did a scene where as if they were on a train in India, and I really did like that a lot, actually, like the way they were like bouncing around. I got like that scene, like that did it for me. Otherwise, it's a miss.
Yeah,
need to see it.
I mean,
like, yeah,
I liked it better in Music Man when they did that same exact thing.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But,
yeah.
No, the book was not good. They just tried to copy the movie.
It was a straight copy of the movie.
The music wasn't interesting at all. And it didn't further the story in any way. They just stop and sing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a bad song. And the acting, a lot of it was
The acting didn't bother me. The singing was not good.
Yeah, no. The set was hideously ugly.
Yeah.
Were they doing those quarter tones?
What does that mean?
That, like, Indian music has a...
Hardly had any Indian music.
Oh, okay.
Or dancing. Or
dancing,
like,
wasn't very good.
Oh, my gosh. Total misses.
Wait a second. Yeah. And there wasn't one single fucking hot guy. I know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then
the mother and daughter looks like they could have been real mother and daughter, though.
And the daughter, Adita, she did have a good voice.
Yeah, there were a couple good voices.
That was it.
But they didn't bring them out first. When the first song, I was like, oh, I was like, we might not stay. But it was worth staying. I'm glad we stayed.
I've hated shows more.
Yeah.
But there was just nothing to like.
Yeah.
I don't, you know. Then on Thursday.
Wait, can I say one more thing about it?
Of course you can.
Something that I am wondering if either of you have a sense of when this started, which is how a standing ovation has no meaning anymore.
No.
When did that start?
A while ago.
A while ago.
And only in the United States. It doesn't happen in
London. Okay, good to know.
You don't have to stand in London.
Yeah.
Because I had to stand up, but I just stood to walk out Thursday when I saw Grey House.
You saw it? Yeah. You got picked?
Yeah.
So you didn't like it either?
Oh, I hated
it. Oh, that makes me so happy because I was thinking to myself, like, what if I just didn't get it
didn't
pay attention?
No,
people stood up immediately.
Yeah.
And then you have to stand because you do kind of want to see Laurie Metcalf take a bow.
And the only
way to see that is to stand.
She could have done that role in a coma.
Yeah. No, I know. Did you go too?
No. I just went by myself.
Yeah.
And, yeah, no, it was just
really bad, right?
Really bad.
Yeah.
I never got scared. I didn't think.
Oh,
it was,
I got scared like twice.
I didn't think it was creepy. Even I just
no,
thought
it
was like, you know, at one point they were doing this.
Yeah,
it was like,
hated
what the
it,
fuck are
hated
they doing?
It.
And
yeah.
then they'd sing like
Will Rogers' Follies.
Kind of.
Or Shucked when they do the corn dance.
I hope they do that tonight. It was. You know, I got to see Tatiana. That's why they'd canceled. I had tickets a couple weeks ago.
She was sick.
She was sick, so they canceled our tickets and moved me to this day. So I got to see Tatiana, and I love Tatiana.
I didn't think she was very good.
I didn't. I mean, what is good in that show?
I don't know,
I mean,
but I didn't.
How can
didn't
she
think,
excel
yeah,
in
that's
that
true.
Art?
Were you like, huh, she just played one
well,
person
I thought
the whole
that,
way
I thought
through.
The guy was okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And Laurie Metcalf, okay.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Did you find that people were laughing at things that were not funny?
I started cracking up laughing when they were peeling the skin off his leg.
Oh, yeah. I laughed at that, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at first I was like, ooh. And then I probably coughed a little. And then I laughed.
No, I just burst out laughing.
Yeah.
I just thought it was hysterical. I mean, and then she's taking out veins and putting them on the crochet that
yeah.
she's been doing.
Yeah.
Like, and then it ends and it's like, and I got to say, I agree with the Times. It was like, I don't know what this is about. It's about, you know.
Every single possible thing they could throw at it in terms of like violence and like,
you know, is this,
what's that called?
Gore.
When, you know, things that were perpetuated before you were born, but there it's like
original
your,
sin.
No, or? But there's a,
oh,
there's a,
yeah, there
it's
is.
Like a very popular thing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it is.
Generational trauma.
Yeah, I mean, it was something about this is the home for the spirits of young girls who have been violated
right.
by men or something,
yeah.
and now Tatiana Maslany is supposed
is
to
the mother
be
until
the
new
protector
mother comes.
Until
yeah.
the new, but what happens to Laurie Met? I mean,
no, it doesn't make
it,
any
it's
sense.
It's like what the
yeah.
fuck?
Yeah,
I just hated it.
Yeah. Okay.
Hated.
Good. Phew.
And coming up this week, we're seeing the
Days
of
Wine and Roses.
I'm so excited for my turn. That's not till July, though.
Well, we're going on Thursday night.
Yeah.
So that should be exciting because I don't have to work on Friday.
Ooh, and Monday, probably.
And Monday, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long weekend next weekend.
Juneteenth.
Oh, wow. I'm seeing two cabarets this week coming
when
up.
Are you going?
I'm going to see Tanya Moberly on Friday.
Nice.
With my friend Nicole.
Nice.
And tomorrow I'm seeing a woman, Goldie, who I know through the jazz brunch open mic that I went to today. She's very good. She's like, she seems like an old school Rat Pack singer.
Oh.
Were there any females?
Just Shirley.
Liza.
Oh.
Not really Rat Pack. What kind of Rat Pack?
Liza took over when somebody got sick.
Yeah. So.
I think, who was it? Was it, I mean, because Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis, and Dean Martin used to tour near the end of their lives, and then one of them died and Liza took it.
Oh.
come in. But during the only person that was part of the Rat Pack, the only female, was Shirley MacLaine and maybe Angie Dickinson.
Oh, but was she a singer?
No, but she was. Oh. She was fucking Peter Lawford.
Oh, I see. I saw her at MoMA once. She was very loud.
I saw her in Vegas once in the taxi line.
Oh,
and I did get to say I adore you.
She did Vegas shows, though. Did
she did Vegas shows. I think she did sing, but I mean, showgirl type
no
singing.
No, buying her albums.
I know she was with her daughter, who is developmentally disabled.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. Have you got any theater coming up, Megan?
No, nothing planned. No. Oh, I'm going to my first, actually with Rosemary, who will be joining us later. Somebody canceled on her, and so I got a ticket to a WNBA game.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, so we're going on Sunday, and they're playing Brittany Griner's team. So
oh, that's exciting.
It's kind of a fun one to go to.
And that going to be in Brooklyn?
At Barclays, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, Friday I should go to TKTS. Since you're going out, I'm going to go see Fat Ham.
Nice.
Oh, I wouldn't see that. But you can go see it. You should go see it. Yeah, I don't need to see that.
All right.
Cool. TV.
Yeah, TV.
What did you do this week?
Really not that much, except for Top Chef and Rue.
Oh, Top Chef finale.
Yeah.
You know, it was like...
Duh.
Well,
boring.
It was kind of boring because I was like, well... Yeah.
Although they all did really good.
It did.
All that food.
I mean, Sarah would have won if she cooked her liver.
Do you really think so?
I do.
Do you really think so?
I think
she would have won. But
she had...
I don't know.
You know, they were talking about it, and Tom said... But she served something that wasn't even cooked.
It was liver,
and
right?
It was like,
yeah, liver.
And they talked about how big they wanted to cut it before they cooked it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they did, you know, they...
Whatever
they
it was.
Yeah.
And I know, I think Gabri did very well.
Yeah.
But,
oh, yeah, Gabri did well.
You know, with Buddha, ever since the beginning,
it's
like kind of so obvious. He's
so
like,
refined.
Precise.
I think
he has
a level of skill that's above the others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Though I feel like sometimes it wasn't necessarily as inspired.
Yeah.
But I think he did pull
and
it
I
out
think
for
both
the
Sarah and Gabri have an authenticness.
Yeah, that's what when Maddie and I were watching, I was like, ugh. When Buddha won, I was like I get it. But I mean, even though what Buddha does is what people think of, I guess, when they think of chef, like with tweezers, you know, and with the precision and everything. But I also think, and it must be, it's for a different show, I guess, but like, I mean, not that I've ever had any of their food, but I can only imagine that the food that I want to eat over and over again is going to be Gabri and Sarah's. Like,
oh,
I'm not going to want to eat Buddha's food over and over again.
Buddha is a special occasion.
And,
it's
yeah,
anniversary.
And like, but I guess that's what this show kind of always has been.
I also think that, I mean, just as watching it, I think that Buddha outcooked the other two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not only is his precision, but his like,
his flavor profiles like.
Do you remember what the dishes were?
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, they were from his four different countries. So like the first dish was like American inspired. So it was like a take on
clam chowder.
Yeah, and then he did something that was Malaysian and something that was from Hong Kong. I can't really
like
remember what either of those
curry
were.
Curry,
a lobster curry from Malaysia. Yeah. And then his dessert was Australian.
Yeah.
I had never even heard of that before.
I don't even know what it was.
Yeah.
It looked delicious.
Oh man, I want to eat that pea cake so bad. Oh, I want to eat
that
pea cake.
I mean,
yeah.
It was a beautiful color.
Yeah.
And I'm just, yeah. I will, where, she's in Kentucky? She cooks in Kentucky,
yeah,
right?
Right,
yeah.
I might go to Kentucky for that pea cake.
Mm-hmm. That's a long way to go for a piece of cake. Maybe just search for it online.
Yeah, but what's that? Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. I'll gold belly it.
Yeah, no. That'd be cheaper. Nice. So, yeah, and then we had RuPaul.
Which I've kind of already forgotten, actually. Oh, no. I'm not sure I agree with the judges. I don't know that James should have been in the bottom. I thought I actually really I don't know why I said I've forgotten. I loved the Rusical. It was about what's her name, the actress.
Joan.
Yeah, I thought it was like really fun actually.
Yeah, it was better than usual.
Totally.
Yeah, that was better than usual.
And I thought James did a really good job. Admittedly, James's outfit on the runway was horrifying.
Yeah.
And I guess it is to the point where that matters.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like he had borrowed a dress from the guy who got kicked off the last time.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck it was. Yeah. It was just badly made.
Yeah, it was.
I also
really bad.
Didn't like him. As a performer, I find him to be one note.
Yeah.
And very 1960s drag queen.
Oh, what's his name again?
No, it wasn't Jimbo.
No, bitch, the one I hate.
Oh yeah, Candy.
Candy,
oh, which
Candy
was that
Muse.
Was
oh
no.
I kind of I hate.
I don't think she should have won.
I hate Candy Muse. And I agree that she should have won.
Really?
Yeah, and I was hoping she was going to get kicked off so bad that I fucking hate her.
No, I think it should have been Lala Reid. I think Lala Reid did better than Candy. With the slapping.
I do love Lala
Reid.
But I hate Candy. Yeah. I hate Candy. I think shady fucking queen. Yeah. Don't like her.
Uh-huh. We know.
And she's sloppy. Although she's less sloppy this season because she has more money.
Yeah.
Well, we started and finished a show that we really love.
Started and finished?
Uh-huh.
We basically...
You housed it?
We mainlined The Diplomat.
The Diplomat.
Oh, it was that good, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
We watched two episodes a night. It was
four
so
days
good.
Okay. That's pretty high on my list.
So good. Yeah, I think you're
going to
love it.
Put it
okay.
up there.
All right. I'll
tell
start
me what's
week.
Coming beforehand, on your list ahead of time. But that one is
yeah. No,
so
actually,
good.
I've been struggling to come up with a new hour show that I feel excited about, and so I've been kind of doing like I've been doing like two episodes of Barry, instead of an hour show or something. I'm about four episodes into the Smartless documentary, which I'm enjoying. Although
I
don't understand why it's black and white. That's kind of bugging me actually.
Oh, that didn't bother
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I don't like the black and white. But because I've been watching that, I've Ozark has like shot up near the top because I've
never watched Ozark.
Yeah.
Watch out for
yeah.
the last season.
Yeah.
Watch out for it?
Ozark does not end well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's still worth watching, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, the first few seasons are great.
Yeah.
Great. If you want to skip the end, if you want to skip season four,
you'll just tell me.
Just don't do it.
Okay.
Yeah, or if you do, it's fine.
Yeah, but no, I think I'll start The Diplomat next week. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's like crack.
Yeah,
I'm assuming it's like Scandal, but I've never watched Scandal, I have no idea.
Yeah.
And Rufus Sewell plays her husband.
Uh-huh.
He's delicious and delightful,
but and
I deliberately. Could not. Stopped thinking, oh, it would have been so much fun if Matthew Reese was in there. It just, because he would have also been delicious and delightful. And the bad news of the week, did you hear that Perry Mason was not picked up?
Yeah.
Nor was I Like That For You.
The Vanessa Bayer.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw that too.
It took him all this long to cancel it.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
I thought they were
really like that show.
Yeah, I thought they were going to continue with that because they picked up the Neil Patrick Harris show.
Right.
And it'd be a nice little comp but
yeah.
That's a bummer on both counts.
Yeah. We also started Beef.
Yeah,
which
that's
I'm really
up there.
Enjoying.
Yeah,
really enjoying a lot.
Yeah.
I don't think I could binge that.
Yeah.
No, I don't need to
binge we're doing like one a day.
Is it a half hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
35.
Okay.
But we're doing like half, one a day,
mm-hmm.
which I think I like.
Mm-hmm.
And then let it sit, and
mm-hmm.
then the next day do another one.
But The Diplomat, Carrie Russell, she's just so good.
She's so good.
And her hair just keeps getting worse and worse, but it's a real plot point.
Yeah.
Because she's someone who is like a on-the-ground diplomat
uh-huh.
who becomes ambassador.
Right.
So,
Yeah.
She's does not,
she's not public facing.
Right.
Yeah, she is not a fan of the public facing.
Uh-huh. She'd rather be like behind the doors making deals.
Yeah.
So.
It's so twisty and so much fun. The ending, you're like, thank God there's a second season.
Oh,
coming.
So there is.
Oh, they
yeah.
almost immediately. I guess it did really, really well for them. And
yeah.
almost immediately. Order the second season.
Okay.
I started watching The Mick on Netflix. It was actually on
Fox.
Fox a couple of years ago.
Is that Caitlin Olsen?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Is it good?
I think it's hilarious. Uh-huh. What did you think of the episode that we watched today? Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, the premise is she's a white trash girl, woman, and she goes to her sister's birthday party. Her sister is incredibly wealthy, and she has these three very spoiled children. Mm-hmm. And at the party, the FBI shows up, and Caitlin, of course, thinks it's for her, but it's actually for her sister and her husband.
So then she has to raise the kids?
Ding, ding,
wow.
ding. Yeah.
It's called a situation comedy, and that's the situation.
Yeah. So it's the first episode was delightful, and then in the second episode, the grandmother comes, and that woman is so fucking cruel.
Who plays the grandma?
Conchetta Tomei.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
She was so good. But anyway, yeah. No, I'm thinking it's pretty darn delightful.
Okay.
Are we watching anything else?
We watched the first episode of Mrs. Maisel of season 5,
yeah.
which is fine.
Uh-huh.
We've been watching Queer Eye.
Yeah, that's
kinda,
right.
That's really kind of light and nice.
Mm-hmm.
We watched 4 minutes of The Idol.
Oh, I immediately was like, no, absolutely
not. I watched 4 minutes of The Idol. I deleted it.
Nope.
And
did I watch those 4 minutes?
No, you were in the bathroom as usual.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Primping, you know, there's a lot of maintenance into this skin.
Yeah, that face
really?
Doesn't primp itself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it does. That was just like, oh, this makes Euphoria look pleasant.
And I didn't even want to watch that.
I know. We watched like 3 episodes of Euphoria and decided
we're just
too old.
Yeah, I'm too old.
I was like, I guess the children aren't our future.
Yeah.
No. I was like, no.
The Idol, though, did remind me of a show that I'm curious about, which is Daisy Jones and the Six. Did you watch that?
Oh, we have
no,
not watched
we
that yet.
You know,
okay.
Whipped by on the scroller.
It's
I was
still
like,
there.
Oh, we never watched that.
Yeah.
Well, it's still there.
It was well reviewed, wasn't
it? Yeah, I want to watch it.
Yeah, that's, yeah. And
I
then,
think it's only like 6 episodes?
Yeah, I don't think it's very long.
Yeah.
And I think it's also not a multi-season thing.
I hope not. I mean,
think it's not supposed
sometimes
to.
Sometimes Amazon tries to turn books into series. They did that with The Interestings. Did you ever read The Interestings?
No.
Meg Rawlitzer?
No.
Oh, it's packed.
I really like her.
It's packed. I love
her. Let me ask, I'm going to have to check my Goodreads. I don't think I read that.
The Interestings. It's about the theater.
Is it about the Friends? No, I think I did read that maybe. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, they tried to turn it into a TV series with David Krumholtz and Lauren Ambrose.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, how do you do that as a TV series? Because it has an ending. And
yeah, I did read it.
Four stars. Yeah, I think mine was 5. So that was when Amazon used to put their pilots out and then you'd vote.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It was fun.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
they
that's
really
how
should.
Transparent
because this week
thing.
I watched Citadel, that show.
Oh, I've heard terrible things.
With that they spent like $300 million.
Oh,
and the idea was to make it in like several different countries, right? Yeah.
They wanted to create a franchise.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's really bad.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
really, really bad. It's Bourne Identity meets Mission Impossible. And
why do those two need to meet?
Well, that's the thing. They don't need to meet, and then there's absolutely nothing original in the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the episodes are like, just a little bit over 30 minutes long, and you feel like you're reading or watching the Cliff Notes version, and it's like, okay.
Oh,
but it was really quick to watch. You can watch it in less than a little over 3 hours, but it's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. And then they, Richard Madden, who's maybe one of the most beautiful men on the earth, they colored his hair too dark.
Hmm.
We also watched, when did we watch 80 for Brady?
Last Sunday.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. It's adorable.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta say, no one wears wigs better than Jane Fonda.
Mm.
You know, they doll her up and you're like, oh, she's a doll.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another show that it just sort of came and went, was The Pink Ladies, right? Is that did you watch any of that?
No, we didn't. That's the Grease.
Yeah, like the origin story.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if I was gonna watch a musical, there's that Mae Whitman thing on
Hulu
that
yeah,
I would watch.
Yep.
Or I would go back and watch season two of High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Oh yeah, we never finished that. We really
we just watched the first season. I think there's
yeah,
three
we
or
really
four.
Enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah. So
oh my gosh, yeah, let's do that. Yeah. So much to watch.
So
it's
much.
Just
there's
too much
several
to watch.
Shows that we haven't gone back to that we really enjoy.
Yeah, I just was looking at my because I usually keep thinking when as I'm watching a series, I have it on my IMDb.
Well, now there's the new Patricia Arquette series.
Oh yeah,
want to
watch that? Yeah.
Also, I wouldn't mind watching the Gilpin. Series.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
I definitely want to watch that.
I want to watch season two of Slow Horses.
I want to
yeah.
watch even the first season
of
Slow Horses.
It was so
Horses.
Fun.
So much fun.
That
yes.
was really a good, that's a good thing.
Too much stuff. Oh, and this Platonic, I feel like it's supposed to be
yeah,
pretty good.
I want to watch the Patricia Arquette, the Platonic. I want to watch Slow Horses. Mm. I even kind of want to revisit Physical.
I don't. I'm okay
no?
not going there.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't
okay.
know that we need to go back there.
Yeah. Only room for one Rose Byrne. I'll go Platonic.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so, yeah, well, it's those three on Apple, and there's a ton on Hulu. And
it's so much.
We never did go back to, we never made a commitment to Parenthood. But we watched,
yeah, we watched a couple
episodes. We watched two
episodes. But
there's, it's really lovely, but I don't.
There's just so many.
There's 100. It's just two.
Yeah, we just don't have time to watch it old-fashioned.
Yeah, when I watched that, it was before this boom, so.
Yeah.
I think, although. I would love it when the next pandemic hits, I'll watch Pandemic.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or although if the next pandemic hits, we'll probably just rewatch all of Amazing Race again. Because I could do that.
And of course, we're continuing Doghouse UK.
Doghouse
UK.
Yeah.
So cute.
So cute.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Also watching Chow House.
Yeah, that's stupid. I don't like her. I don't like that female judge. I
yeah,
think she's
kind of mean.
What
too
even
much.
Is Chow House?
It's a Top Chef, but they're over in
Italy
and they live
oh.
in the house together.
Oh, Guarnaschelli?
Is that who she
Alex
is?
Alex Guarnaschelli?
Yeah, I don't like her. She I don't
I
she's
like
comes
her.
Across
Alex?
As a huge bitch.
Alex.
Yeah, Alex.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's who that is.
Yeah. She evidently she goes on all those Iron Chefs and she
yes.
wins
yeah,
all the
she's,
time.
Yeah, she is a Food Network star for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't like her persona of, I mean, she's trying to be a bitch. I mean, that's her thing.
Mm.
And I just don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I much prefer the Italian guy who's
oh.
on there with her. Who's
what do you
nicer.
Think about Padma retiring?
It kills me.
Really? It doesn't
I love
kill me.
Padma.
I mean, I love Padma too, but I haven't started Taste the Nation yet. And I feel
oh,
like,
wow.
And
you'll even love her more.
Yeah, you'll
well,
love
exactly.
her a lot more.
And like, she'll be, I feel like she'll just get to do
she'll
things
get,
that she can be
yeah.
like even better. Like,
yeah.
you know, so I'm fine with it.
Yeah, okay. It'd be interesting. I wonder who they'll get.
Yeah, it seems like Gail.
I don't
I,
know whether
I
she
don't know
can.
Gail can
Gail's
do
not
it.
Quite that way. Plus, she's also editor in chief of Food and Wine.
Yeah, she definitely has other things
that
going on.
Should
yeah.
She's not really the host. She could do
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
right.
I think they'll probably get like Brooke or Carla Hall. Or
I would love
Brooke.
Carla. I don't
you mean
love
one of
Brooke.
The former chefs.
Yeah. One of the former chefs.
Oh, I don't think they should have a chef. I think what Padma brought.
But
was,
Padma's a cook.
Well, she was
I know
a judge.
She can cook.
Yeah,
but. What she brought was she was like an elegant hostess.
Well, that's true.
You know, she brought, she really was great at like sitting at that table and being
yeah.
gracious to everyone on
who
the table.
Who also happens to be a super taster.
Yeah.
Right. And
so.
Like this season, a couple of times, that woman almost cried when she says, Pete, please back your knives and go.
Oh, yeah.
That,
yeah.
I've
yeah.
never seen that
yeah.
before.
But yeah, she had
couple,
some emotion.
A couple of times. It was
yeah.
like, oh.
Are we going to watch the, what's the, is it Neil Patrick Harris produced like some drag queen
oh,
drag
yeah.
show?
Right.
Drag Me to Dinner or something
right.
like that.
Yeah, Drag
yeah,
Me
yeah.
to Dinner.
It's like,
we'll
there.
Watch a couple. Yeah, no. There's
Queen of the Universe, we have that.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's
just,
a lot of, a
just,
lot of.
You just can't, it's ridiculous.
I like that there's a lot of drag content though.
Mm-hmm.
I
yeah.
like that companies are willing to put that out right
yeah.
now when the world is shit. Yeah.
Well, you know what? It doesn't hurt anyone to put that content out now. No
yeah.
one's boycotting, you know.
Yeah.
That.
The content?
Know. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
You know,
yeah. Yeah.
They'll boycott, you know, Target and you know Walmart.
Yeah.
But you know they don't even know Bravo exists.
Yeah. They're not. They're not going to boycott Netflix because they all want to watch the other shows.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't think we have anything else to talk about.
Probably not. Okay. Can't remember my joke, so might as well
Tony
just
prediction?
Stop.
Is Kimberly Kimmel going to win?
That's what all the New York critics say.
I think so, too.
And
I think it's the, I mean, I love it.
I would be very happy with it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
What are the top three? That, oh yeah, I'm happy
Shucked
with
Shucked and Some Like It Hot.
Some Like It Hot. All three
Looking
great
forward
shows.
To the, there's supposed to be going to be a lot of musical numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like my only prediction that has the best possibility of becoming true would be Jodie Comer. And that's the one that I'm probably the most invested in. Even though I didn't see Jessica Chastain. And also, obviously, Audra McDonald winning would be fine.
Should we commit to doing a brief update at the end of the Tonys?
No.
You two, you're going to find out if it's going to happen.
You guys can do it. You don't need me.
No, we actually do need you, Mike.
For theater, we do. And also for baking. And also for your meanness.
Okay, well, I can get my wireless headphones, bake shit, and then watch TV while you do this.
But you have to do it from there.
I'm talking 5 minutes.
There. 5 minutes without me? You've done
that. No, we can't do 5 minutes without you.
I think you can.
No.
Write us, listeners.
Yeah.
How much do you
love
Mike? How much do you need Mike? How much would you not listen to this anymore if Mike wasn't here?
I think no one would care.
I find that.
Oh, I think that's, you know.
Cindy,
Megan
Denise.
Is not.
Cindy and Denise.
Mindy, I mean, Megan is not as appealing without you as her foil.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just when we pull Cindy, Denise, and Beth.
Okay. We will. I'm going to.
And Olga listens too.
Yeah.
So four.
Four listeners.
Yeah. Our listening audience is in the tens. So anyway,
Rob Armstrong listens.
Rob Armstrong. A lot. David Dreyfuss listens.
Does he really?
Yeah. Oops, I said his last name.
Oopsies. Double D listens.
All right.
Well,
until next time, which might be in a moment. So, bye.